In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're talking to a whole bunch of hitters, and we just view it as, do they improve the team? Do they improve the roster? Do they raise the ceiling of the team? Do they have an impact? And, you know, if the player's good enough, we can figure out ways to accommodate them. So we have a lot of conversations going on, mostly in free agency, but also some in trades on guys that we view as impact bats. I think so. I mean, you know, you look at our payroll as it stands right now, and it's still well below where we were at last year. And we'll just consider opportunities as they come up and have those conversations with ownership. But we do have room for more moves, multiple more moves.
And just in the last couple hours, a major move made by the Baltimore Orioles for the first time in Michael Elias's term as GM or president of operations, whatever, he has signed a player to a real multi-year deal, signing Pete Alonso to a five-year, $155 million deal with no deferred payments, no opt-outs. That's a big boy contract to a guy who a year ago hit 38 homers and drove in 126 runs for the New York Mets. Batted 272 as well. This is
a big... It's the 347 on base.
I like it.
You hope he can keep that going. That's his best since his rookie year.
I'm very happy for the move, and I've tossed it around the room. I have some thoughts, but I'll let you, Jason, go first.
No, look, it's a fairly unprecedented situation for this franchise, Mike Elias era or prior. An everyday player brought in from the outside, making this kind of money, and signed to this kind of term. It wasn't happening under Jim Duquette. I mean, it wasn't happening under the Duquette-Flanny era. I mean, you could go back.
Jim Beatty.
I mean, you have to really kind of go back to early in Peter Angelos' tenure as owner when he was throwing money at a lot of different guys.
Hembo from ESPN tweeted out earlier, and he's right. This is the most significant free agent acquisition since Roberto Alomar.
Yeah, I mean, you got Alomar, you've got Tejada, you've got the Joey Bell thing.
Yeah, well,
that's really what you're, how far you have to go back.
Yep.
Look, he's an incredibly respected person. He's a leader. He's a guy who's going to bat in the middle of any lineup, anywhere. He lives to drive in runs, which has been a problem for them. And he will walk. He gets on base. I mean, a career 341 on base for a guy with over 4,000 plate appearances. They don't have anybody like that. Now, he's not even a plus defensive first baseman, right? So we're not getting any fielding value, and they really need that. Their outfield defense still scares the bejesus out of me. And he's going to strike out a lot. But you're willing to have a guy strike out when you know he's going to hit 35 bombs and drive 100 in to offset those times where he's trying to do that and he swings and misses. I mean, what it should do for the Westbergs and the Gunners and the Adleys of the world, it should mean everything. What it should do for the composition of that clubhouse,
massive,
and people that, and looking around saying who's going to say something, who's going to do something, who is the leader, who's the highest paid guy, who's got security to be here longer than anybody else. Alonso checks all those boxes.
Yep.
This year, 2025, has been pretty terrible for the most part for Baltimore sports when you want to go back to
the
Orioles.
Crab five.
Yes, yeah. Crab Five making to the Sweet 16. Then them aside, O's significantly underachieved. The Ravens are significantly underachieving. Misses in terms of roster building for both of those teams in the offseason. As we're nearing the end of this year, like I'm fired up, man. Like when I saw that, I think Ken, you put it in, then Ben, finally you put in our text thread. I'm like, I'm jacked up, man. I'm ready for baseball right now. Where I always talk with the prism of the Orioles. They've been a laughing stock for the majority of my life. And
it's your fault.
To make this type of move, bringing in a player with this type of pedigree, five All-Stars, coming off a Silver Slugger, and also something we haven't mentioned yet, this dude hits the post. He's playing 162 back-to-back years. He's missed 10 games over the past 4 years combined. Yep. A serious bat, a serious commitment, the second largest contract given out in franchise history. This is a huge moment in this franchise's history right now, today.
I also think this is a statement from this organization.
It is.
And I don't want to talk about how we got here. And we've been on them for years about they need to make big boy moves. To me, you do not make this move and then do nothing else. So this is the statement to the rest of Major League Baseball that, you know what, we finally put our big boy pants on and we're going to make some real moves here. And I, quite frankly, expect them to sign a high-end starting pitcher in the next couple weeks. I expect a major trade to get done. I expect them now to be making moves, to be aggressively making this roster better and not doing this, well, if every best case scenario happens, then we're fine. Because I think this is the message to baseball that, you know what, it's go time. We're now
lift doing off.
Well, this is
lift off.
We can legislate about like that they're risk adverse and like I get all that. But you don't sign Pete Alonso and then do nothing else.
Well, also, like, let's be real. This isn't Kyle Tucker. It's not a $500 million
contract. No,
it's a $150 million.
But it's a big deal for this organization.
But yeah, but yesterday we're screaming they don't get Kyle Schwarber for the same money.
But don't act like this is...
This is the guy I wanted, so I'm going to... But if this is all they do,
of course they better do something else.
Like they're going, but I'm saying big. Like I see Ranger Suarez or Framber Valdez coming to Baltimore. I see them making a trade for Mackenzie Gore or Cabrera. And like this is the statement that it's no longer along the margins
anymore.
Real.
The Milwaukees and the Clevelands and even Tampa before Wander Franco went to jail, they pay people $25 million plus a year to play baseball for them every day. Like I'm just saying, this isn't.
This is the highest annual value per year.
I understand that, but what was Chris Davis making?
He made more.
No, but go back 10 years and look at how much more money teams are worth now than then.
Oh, you're saying like, inflation? And
of course. Yeah, you don't think that's a billionaire's thing? So I'm just like, let's not go. It's not Kyle Tucker.
No, but this is the guy
this
I wanted.
This is still a big deal, man.
This is the guy I wanted.
You'd rather have him than Kyle Tucker.
I wanted this guy in the clubhouse.
You're
with
out of
these
your
guys.
Mind if well, you'd rather fine. Have Pete Alonso than Kyle Tucker.
This is the
you're
guy I wanted.
Out of your mind.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm out of my mind. I
one's
love
a below average defensive first baseman.
I get it. He's a first
and
baseman.
And one's a legitimate corner outfielder.
I feel he's a legitimate clubhouse
one
guy
is,
for this
has
clubhouse.
Athleticism and can do a lot of things.
I get it. This is the guy I wanted.
Well, and they got him. But yeah, of course it better not be.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The end?
No, I think they're done making margin moves. That's the statement this makes. And they're not right for all the things they did, and they shouldn't be absolved for all the things they've done. But somehow this is the alarm clock just went off with this signing.
It's what real franchises do.
Yes.
But yeah, it can't stop here. And at some point in time, I would like to see the athleticism, the speed, the position flexibility. I'd like to see that come into play. They definitely seem to have a type. And this fits that type. It does it to a level they've never even entertained before. And that's great. And that should have happened years ago. And I'm glad it's happened now. But I'm not going to act like a guy making $30 million a year is uncharted territory in the year 2026.
I didn't say that.
In Major League Baseball.
That's not what I said. I'm saying thank you for joining the big boys.
The Reds have paid. Everybody's kind of done it to some degree.
Yeah. Or Carter Ballmer in the World 5 draft.
Let's see what else they do.
Orioles make a signing. By the way, Ravens on the practice field. No Lamar Jackson. No Chidobe Awuzie. Keaton Mitchell on the practice field, though. So that's a good sign as they're getting ready for Cincinnati on Sunday. Big show today. And, hey, timing is perfect. Jim Duquette's down in Florida for the winter meetings. MLB Network Radio. Former O's exec. We'll talk Pete Alonso and what's next with him at 2:30. Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner down there. His thoughts on the Alonso signing and what may be next at 3. Tim Murray, what's he think of the college football playoff? Army Navy's this weekend. He's from VEASAN. He joins us at 3:30. Adita Kinkabwala, part of the call for CBS for Ravens and Bengals this Sunday, joins at 4:30. And former Oriole and former Met manager Buck Showalter talks about his former player, Pete Alonso, at 5.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
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 Nobody. So if only we could put them all on the wonderful YouTube machine with us.
That's true.
Which I guess
you probably yeah, could.
Don't put that in there.
Beltway Ben could definitely do it. But we're not going to.
We're not going to go there.
Come on.
We're not going to go there for a lot of reasons. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
By the way,
he could do anything.
One last question: does Jason have to eat a thing now?
No, it was Kyle Tucker.
I think it was a real Tucker.
We'd have to go back.
Was it just Tucker? Was it a big free agent?
I got to go back.
It's Kyle Tucker. I think it was a big.
Who's going to get $450?
It was multiple
guaranteed.
Names.
Now, there were
multiple names.
Names.
It's Kyle Tucker.
We have it in our emails, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do. You're right. They did send it to us.
Oh, he sent the clip out.
Knox did, didn't he?
Yeah, but it's only a clip of a clip. But we can look at it.
That's Kyle Tucker.
Check that
He's
out.
He's going to get he might, three times.
He
as
might
much.
Because we have him. These
but
wonderful,
he'd rather have the guy for $150 than the guy who's going to get $450.
I can't hate on him for signing a guy for $150 million.
It's not Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's going to be a third of Kyle Tucker.
That's fine. Coming up next, what's next for the Baltimore Orioles? Is it a frontline pitcher? Is it a trade? What will they be doing now that Pete Alonso's in the fold? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.